At least it is for the Maine Black Bears. Spring practice got underway earlier this week, and to talk about that, we're joined by the head coach of the Bears, Nick Charlton. Nick, good afternoon.
Rich, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. How's it been to be back out there and actually watching some football again for reals?
It's not bad. The weather's been excellent. You know, nice, beautiful spring. It's been nice and hot, so everything's been going well, and, you know, we just had our second day yesterday, and we have our first live day tomorrow, so it's been going well.
Yeah, a lot of things going on as well. You also filled out your staff this week. Can you talk a little bit about the newest member of the Black Bear coaching staff?
Yeah, Mike Myers, we just hired him. He played at UConn. Actually, if you remember this, which this isn't a good memory, but in 2016, he was the one that blocked our field goal.
I remember that.
To win the game. So I mentioned that a lot to him. But but he coached at AIC for the last year as the linebackers coach. So we interviewed him a couple weeks ago, or really over a month ago, and just hired him. The defensive staff has most of the turnover, so we've hired three new coaches over there. But they're all guys that are, you know, really doing a great job getting with our kids. It's an important time of year to do that and start building those relationships. So it's been going well.
You've also got some newcomers. You had some transfers that are eligible for spring ball. Can you talk a little bit about some of those guys?
Yeah, we got a few new guys. You know, we have some mid-year freshmen, which isn't as common at our level, but we have a couple of those. And then we do have some transfers. I mean, the big one everybody's talking about is Ori, Gene Charles, the Louisville transfer. And, you know, he's playing tight end for us right now. He's doing a nice job. He's just really trying to get integrated into the offense. And, you know, we're looking forward to him being more comfortable and being able to just to show his playmaking ability. And, you know, there's a few other guys. Jack True was, out of prep school. He's from Yarmouth, Maine. He was down at St. Thomas More. And then we have a few other guys coming as well here in the fall. So there's a good little new crew we got around here.
So what are your goals for the spring session?
Well, anytime – you know, any program wants better fundamentals and technique and to really develop those. That's really the biggest focus on an individual basis. You know, as a team, I think any team, but our team really wants to start building that identity and that culture that, you know, we want to have. And of course, we've already been building that, you know, under Joe for a while and, you know, with some of the coaches that we still have. But this is a new team, and 2019 is a different year than 2018. So, to me, it's a lot about that identity and that culture that we start building.
It's a different year, and I expect we'll see that difference come July when the so-called experts make their picks for how people are going to finish. And in the past, the Black Bears have not gotten a whole lot of respect. I suspect that's going to change this year after the deep playoff run. Will it be different this year, and do you embrace the idea of the Black Bears being favorites?
Yeah, it is a thing. It is different. But our guys, it's okay to talk about that. Our guys embrace that. You know, my very first team meeting, we talked about how we've set the standard and now we want to elevate it. And it's okay to recognize expectations. We want expectations. You know, I want people to say, hey, you guys are going to be good, and look forward to that, because that's the difference between being a losing program or an average program and consistently winning. And we want to be a program that consistently wins. It's not just a one-year deal. So, you know, we talk about it. And at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. You know, we got a lot of guys asking us about recruiting classes now and rankings and things like that. Those aren't things that have come up in the past year. I'm happy they're coming up now. You know, this is a major Division I program, and I want there to be pressure and expectations. So our kids do, too. They love football, and that's what they want to be around.
Coach, is it more difficult to coach with those expectations swarming the program?
No, I think no matter what, you're going to have expectations. You know, like you could argue that the highest ones are right in our room and with our coaches and our players, because we know what we're capable of doing. We know the talent we have coming back, and I think we have a very talented staff to go along with it. So to me, you know, the expectations are high in the building. So, you know, I think some people could argue one way or the other, but at the end of the day, I mean, last year we wanted to win against New Hampshire that first game just as bad as we're going to the last game this year. You know what I mean? So it's always the high expectations I feel for us.
We're talking with Maine football coach Nick Charlton here on Downtown. Do you use the spring session at all to get a better idea on any positional battles, and do you have many of those going into the new season?
Oh yeah, no, we always do, and you know, on offense, you know, building depth at the running back position and doing those things really with some younger guys. Tight end is a big one. Tight end is probably the biggest one on offense. You know, losing Drew Belcher and Julian Dunn, that's a big deal. So we're taking, I believe we've had four or five total new tight ends, freshmen and older guys, you know, by the time we get to the fall. So we're really trying to develop that position, and Dean Petzing, our tight ends coach, did a really nice job developing those guys. And then offensive line, you know, we really improved as the year went on. I was really pleased with where we were by the end. You know, you could really see where we were at in the Jacksonville State game. But there's going to be some guys pushing to play now. So there's some spots there. And then, you know, defense, there's a lot of depth on defense, as everybody knows. It's mostly at the safety position. That's where the battles are right now. We lost our two starters, including Jeff Devon, who was a captain. So, you know, there's definitely going to be some competition back there.
You've got two new coordinators this year. What will your role be as far as the offense goes?
All right, Rich, I'll break it to you. I am going to call the plays.
I suspected as much.
Oh, I am. But, you know, look, my idea of our structure, everybody on our staff knows where they're at and what their role is. And, you know, Coach Dresner is going to work. And we kind of talk about how it's an extension between each other and Chris Ferguson, the quarterback. So all of us will work together. He's been handling everything on a day-to-day basis, doing a really nice job. You know, I just want to stay involved and be able to do those things. So that's what we're going to do. Pat Denneke's also been, you know, having a huge role with what we do, coaching the offensive line and the run game coordinator. So I think the three of us work really well together along with the rest of the staff. So that will be my role along with being the head coach. So there you go, Rich.
Well, and how important is that, Nick? And you've been a coordinator. You've been a special teams coordinator. How important is it to have that level of trust and open communication among your coaches that somebody can say to you, even as the head coach, Jesus, what'd you make that call for, Nick? Why'd you look? You should have done this instead. And no, let's do that in this situation.
Yeah, we talk about it. We call it alignment, and our alignment in the staff and in the building is really, really important. And I've hired everybody on offense, and now I've been involved in the majority of the hires, you know, for the entire staff. So I'm gonna hire guys that I think are excellent coaches, that they're experts and great teachers. But I'm also going to make sure that I hire guys that understand what our program's about and they're aligned with the decisions that we make. We don't agree every day. You know, like I didn't agree with Joe every single day, but we're all very aligned. We agreed most of the time. So I think that stuff's important, especially when you get into a high, you know, an intense environment like Division I football. So I have a ton of trust in Andrew Dresner and everything that he's doing. If something happened to me, we'd be just fine.
You've changed the spring schedule, starting a little bit earlier this year, and then this week, a bit of an adjustment to the annual Jeff Cole scrimmage. That's now going to be on a Saturday, and you've got a whole lot of fun things going on for that whole weekend.
Yeah, I really wanted it to be a big event, and we're very fortunate that I think, you know, the interest has gone up so much, and I really expect to have a good crowd on hand for the spring game. I wanted it to be on Saturday when most people were off. So we've moved that. There's going to be a great trophy presentation before where, you know, fans can come by and take a picture with the trophy. You could hold the musket. You know, you could do those things too, because to me, their role is important and vital to what we do. You know, we represent the state of Maine. So I want people from the state of Maine to come to our program and see what we're doing. And then after that, we'll have a little autograph session, those things. So I'm excited about it. And I love that we started early. I think our players and our coaches were itching to get back on the field. So I'm happy about it.
You've also got some guys that I'm sure are pretty excited about what's coming here down the road with the NFL draft and some opportunities. You had a hugely successful pro day. Are you hearing about a high level of interest in some of your former Black Bears?
Yeah, we've been talking to a lot of scouts still and NFL personnel guys. You know, they've been reaching out, and some guys really showed out very well. You know, Drew Belcher and Micah Wright had big days, and, you know, was really happy, and they exceeded expectations that way. And, of course, everybody knows about Sterling. You know, he's the guy that everybody wants to talk about, that everybody wants to visit with. So it's very positive and a lot of momentum going into the draft. And it continues after the draft as well, especially at this level. You know, we'll have guys signing, you know, in the days following, and then we'll see where they land. So, you know, I'm excited for those guys. I mean, that's important in your program to have guys continue to play afterwards.
Yeah, no question about that. Well, Nick, very exciting time of year. Looking forward. I think I'm going to try and get up there tomorrow and watch a little of the action. Hope it continues to go well here in the spring, and we appreciate you coming on. We'll see you up there soon.
Absolutely. Rich, you can come right out to the 50-yard line and hang out with me. I'd love that.
All right, that's the plan. I'll see you there.
All right, I'll see you.
Thanks, Nick. That's Nick Charlton, head coach of Maine Black Bear football in his first year and not skipping a beat.